Protecting versus exposing, the real struggle. We don't like to watch our children make mistakes, and we don't like having to take the time and energy to enforce the consequences. So instead, we scream. We threaten. We hope it works, meaning we hope our screaming forces them to behave the way we need them to. When it doesn't, we scream some more, and then our screaming becomes the consequence itself. This doesn't work, and we all recognize that fact. No one is learning or growing through this process, but what else can we do? If you want to change, you can let the consequences do the screaming. You can learn to get out of the way and let the consequences do their job. How do you do that? Well, you can guess the answer. Learn to calm yourself down. But before you do that, you must actively become interested in calming yourself down, instead of focusing on getting your children to stop making mistakes. Here's a question to help you confront your own anxiety. How do you balance protecting your kids from life's dangers with exposing them to life's lessons? Not only is this a tough question, I believe it is the most important question for you to constantly keep before you. The answer will change depending on each child, each situation, and each developmental stage, but the question itself never changes. For instance, you're not going to expose a 2-year-old to the consequence of getting hit by a car in order to teach him not to play in the street. But what about when he's 17? He'll be in the street all the time, behind the wheel in the most dangerous form of transportation on earth. And you can't be with him all the time. Sure, you could anxiously worry and pray that he never gets into an accident or never gets a ticket. But remember the inoculation theory. The earlier he gets exposed to life's lessons, the less likely he will need the school of hard knocks later down the road. But some of us give in to our anxiety so deeply and so often that we always answer the question the same way. I'm going to protect my children from every danger, even if it means denying them the experience of learning from experience. I love the part in Finding Nemo when Nemo's dad laments losing his son. He says to Dory, the fish helping him find Nemo, "But I promised him that nothing bad would ever happen to him." After a wonderful pause, Dory tells the truth. "Well, that was a dumb thing to do." Our anxiety tells us to protect our children at all costs. Do whatever it takes to ensure they make it out of our responsibility alive and well. Our anxiety tells us the worst thing imaginable is for our children to experience pain, so we had better do whatever it takes to avoid that, even if it means overprotecting them, even if it means smothering them and never letting them out of our sight, even if it means neglecting to enforce consequences, even if it means helping them avoid consequences. As a high school teacher at a college prep private school, my wife has the privilege of working with some incredibly bright, gifted, and overachieving teenagers. The pressure is high for these kids, and for their parents as well. What never ceases to amaze her, however, are the lengths to which some parents will go to prevent their children from having to suffer clear consequences for their choices. Whether it's begging and pleading for an extended deadline or actually finishing a child's work, some highly reactive parents will do almost anything to prevent their child from experiencing negative consequences. The true irony is that, in the name of their children's education, these parents are denying their children the chance to learn. Learning from our mistakes is the most effective form of education possible. I recently heard a story about a father who obviously could not stand the thought of his son having to learn through suffering. His son had a reputation, even among his friends, as a reckless driver. After one more ticket, a speeding violation for going 75 miles an hour in a 35-mile-an-hour zone, the son's license was surely in jeopardy. That's when Dad's anxiety took over. Turns out, Dad was a judge, and he decided to use his influence to make the ticket go away. His kid's friends now say he's driving worse than ever. They're actually afraid to ride with him, and they fear he's going to kill somebody. Calming our anxiety while watching their mistakes. I think Billy Joel said it very well in his song, You're Only Human. Mistakes, in the end, are the only things we can truly call our own. There is a certain dignity in learning from our choices. We made the choice to stay out late, and we now get the experience of getting grounded as a result. There's a sense of pride there. But most of us would love it, absolutely love it, if our children could learn without making mistakes. Think of how appealing that is. They would always act wisely. They would never have to go through the pain and anguish of tough lessons, and they would absolutely love and respect their parents' wisdom and experience. Therefore, we would never have to console them when we want to strangle them. We would never have to enforce restrictions that actually restrict us.